I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters. And we're together.
Are in the same room, on the same couch, literally on each other's laps. Because my laptop needed to be charged. So we are sharing a very tight space.
But that's okay. Lexi hates
me. Oh, she's touching me. Yeah, Gabby's here for the weekend. It's so fun. We'll get to what we did today after we both do our weekly life updates. And I promise you that's not going to be the whole episode.
We've had this episode planned for probably like a month. Literally. But today we're going to be talking about, according to an article, are we doing enough with our life? Basically.
The answer is no.
Not in like a stressful way, but like things that you should be doing in your 20s so that you don't regret it later, like things that they recommend doing in their 20s.
I bet you we're going to disagree with quite a few, but...
Probably, but I am 25, so I'm halfway there. I still got some years to go.
I'm 27. I'm on the downward climb.
So we're just going to check in and see where we are. Are we okay? Are we doing enough?
Spoiler
are we doing
alert.
Too much?
We are not okay.
But before we get into that, how was your week? Let's catch up.
I feel like I've had a headache for the entire month.
Why?
Just like job hunting is stressful, and I feel like also wedding stuff, which I know you guys, I have not talked about it.
I know,
I got like 12
at all.
Questions, but because I haven't sent out invitations, I can't have I to guess. Tell our guests before I tell the world.
Your apartment, or not apartment, your house looks so cozy right now with the sun coming through on those chairs.
It is the best time right now. But yeah, I just feel like I have a million tabs open in my brain and none of them are things that I can like
clear out
right now. Like they're longer term tabs and that's stressing me out.
Fair.
Yeah. But I redid my nails for fall on a lighter note. I'm back to my natural nails with just gel.
Do you have a chrome powder?
Yes. Why?
Because I did a brown with chrome last year and I loved it. You should have put a chrome over.
Maybe we'll do that when I get sick of them in a week, but I don't want to rip off the gel. We'll just add a little bit of chrome.
Sounds good.
But yeah, I'm trying to grow my nails out. I cut them shorter because they were like, you know, and they're like just fragile and like brittle. Yeah. And even when you put gel, they're not good. So yeah, but they're not bad. We'll just grow them out and see how it goes.
Why do we have two full hands of all natural nails? Isn't that so impressive? I love when that happens.
I wish. See, part of me wants to like get them done just to grow them out. But I don't want my nails that long to start. And then also I have tips and then you'd have to get them to take them off and then redo them, right?
Like, no, I started with just dip on my natural nails and dip just made them so strong. And then I just, every time they would grow out or whatever, like I would just go back and get them done. And that's how I grew out my natural nails. I never just like had tips and let them grow that way. I just started with whatever short, however like my natural nails were, I just got dip on them.
Well, then I guess I could just do that at home.
Yeah.
I just need to let them grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... last night, we had... I really did nothing else this week to share, but last night... look at how Cloud's looking at us.
Hi, buddy.
You can come up here.
Come on this pillow.
We had Sean's pinning ceremony for his job.
What is that?
Exactly. I didn't know. I thought it was something where he goes up on stage, they say...
Sean McNamara.
Yay, and that's it. No, not that. I had to go up on stage, put his badge... like, what you'd think of, like, a sheriff's badge, but for the fire department... like on his shirt, and it was for all of the recent hires for the last 3 years. They haven't done one of these in 3 years. So all the guys that got hired in the last 3 years, and then all of the promotions. So you go to one of these every time you get promoted to like engineer, captain, whatever. But so this was Sean's for like him being hired. Granted, this December, it'll be 2 years that he's worked there, but still, it's just like a nice, like, welcome to the department. We're all one big family, whatever. But he did not tell me that I was going to be the one having to put said pin on him on a stage in front of everyone. And there was like over 200 people there. And it's a really thick shirt and a really dull pin. And I couldn't get it. I mean, I did not take the longest. There were people who took way longer than me. And also, we didn't rehearse what we were going to do afterwards. So he like awkwardly gave me a side hug. And then we were supposed to walk off together on the same side of the stage. And he walked off the other way. So I was waiting for him on the side of the stage. And I didn't have time to do my hair. So it was in a greasy claw clip. And it was just a mess. Okay. But then we went... the event was downtown. Actually, do you know, remember we used to walk the dogs near my old apartment and there was like that events little house? It looked like another house that was like right outside the yard of the apartments. That's where it was. Maybe. So it was literally right next to our old apartment. So we got to see those. Did you see the picture? Did I send you a picture? They're like rebranded with like a new name.
And now. Is that what you sent? You sent pictures this morning, but I didn't think it was that.
No, I didn't. Okay, I'll send you the picture. Yeah, interesting looking. But so we went around downtown last night, had a couple drinks with some of his coworkers, and then we came back. And that was really all that's happening here. So why don't you tell me about your week? Because it looks like you had a much longer update section than me.
A little bit. It was one of those weeks where I looked back and I was like, what the heck did I do this week? I got an espresso finally. I've never had so many responses immediately when I put on my Instagram story, like, is it worth it? And everyone was like, yeah, absolutely. It's basically life-changing. And they weren't being dramatic. It has been amazing. Set up my whole little coffee corner. I'm obsessed with it. I have all the syrups, the caramel drizzle, the pods, the whole nine yards. We've been kind of like playing around with recipes, and I think we have absolutely nailed it. And I am obsessed. Like, we literally go to bed talking about how excited we are to like wake up and make coffee in the morning.
I want you to make me one.
I will. You don't have all my
materials. I just need what? Pumpkin syrup?
Well, okay, so I just also got, because when you get an espresso, you get like money off placing another order or like your first order of pods. So I just got pumpkin pods from there as well. I didn't try them yet though. So my recipe is caramel drizzle on the cup, pumpkin syrup on the bottom, and then I do Starbucks blonde espresso, just one shot in the cup. And then I also got like nice ice cube trays. So I've been using sphere ice because it just makes it more fun. I put the ice in over the Nespresso and then oat milk. And then I make pumpkin cold foam to go on top, which is 2 tablespoons heavy whipping cream, 2 tablespoons 2% milk, and 1 tablespoon pumpkin syrup. Mix all that up, cold foam on top, caramel drizzle on top of that. But it's so good.
It sounds really good.
It is.
I guess I just like, with what I have here, what do I need to get differently? Just, I mean, the drizzle, I guess, and like the pumpkin syrup?
Probably. Yeah.
Where'd you get your pumpkin syrup?
Target. Just because that's where we were.
But did you get the pump on Amazon?
Well, that's the only one I don't have a pump, so I just eyeball that. I have like vanilla and caramel in a pump.
Well, I can tell you each pump is, I think, 2 tablespoons at Starbucks.
I mean, I've never had a bad...
So if that helps you.
Amount. Like, when I just eyeball it. Like, I feel like as long as you don't absolutely do way too much, like, it's not going to ruin it at all. So, like, eyeballing it definitely just works. But it's so good. And, like, Justin's out of town, and he's literally just, like, anytime he's free and, like, we'll talk. At least one point every time he calls, he's like, I literally wish I was home to make a coffee. Like, it has been so good, which is a big deal for us because we like Starbucks and Dunkin' quite a lot. So, definitely a good move there, getting the Nespresso. But other than that, did a little bit of shopping this week. I got a pair of On Clouds to wear to the gym.
Are they comfortable?
They are very comfortable. And then I got two crew necks on the Abercrombie's fall sale because there was one that we went to the mall in person and there was one I was eyeing, but it was like $60 full price. And I was like, this looks really comfy, but like I'm not going to pay $60. And then when it was on sale, it was basically half off.
So you paid 30?
Because I was questioning getting the one full price, one was basically free, so I just got two.
Girl math.
Exactly. That was the girl math. And then it wasn't enough to get free shipping, but then I didn't know they do this. I don't know if it's just because I live like in Miami or if it's everywhere.
But you live kind of far from where the Abercrombie is.
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And same day delivery was $2 more. So I was like, why would I not just do that? If I'm already going to have to pay for shipping, I might as well just get it today.
How much did you have to pay for shipping?
$10.
Oh. So your total order, you got just the two crew necks? So it was like what, $80?
A little less than that.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure they literally like just put my order in a bag, and because the sticker on the side of the bag said like my name and then it said Uber in all caps. Like I'm pretty sure they Abercrombie workers like literally called an Uber and put my clothes in the car and said, go give this to her. So, I mean, it worked out because I got them, but that was pretty much the only exciting things I did this week. I don't really know. I had like a busy errand week and then work week, but now Justin's out of town this weekend, so we just spent some sister time together. I drove over to just hang out here for the weekend.
So we hung out by the pool. We're in our reading together era, which is so exciting because she never reads.
We both finished our book. Will you finish
it? I finished my book the other day, and I'm in a reading depression, and I don't know what to read. But
I finished mine.
I want her to read The Fourth Wing so bad. I could not believe the way it ended. Oh, my gosh. so good. But we hung out by the pool, and then Sean made us a gourmet meal. He did grilled chicken sandwiches with a homemade pasta salad.
It was very good.
It was very good. And now we're recording the podcast, and he's mowing the lawn.
And we're just going to have a cozy night in. We were going to, like, go out to dinner and do stuff, but we're going to play games.
I think he's going to put football on.
Oh, perfect. So we can maybe watch a movie or something.
I think he was going to put football on while we played games.
Okay. Well, maybe. And I really want a good dessert.
I mean, he's always down to watch a movie. So, you know, the Bills aren't on. So that's really his only non-negotiable. Well, we're going to watch the Bills game tomorrow by the pool. Gabby and I are going to do a content morning.
Go see the sunrise. We're going to get up
for sunrise.
Which the sunrise doesn't even really rise on this coast over the water. But
last time we did that.
It was so pretty.
It was pretty. And we're going to a way closer beach, and the sunrise is way later than it did when we did that. So overall, I feel like it's going to be a good morning. And then what are we doing tomorrow?
Watching the Bills, maybe going out to dinner tomorrow. So we're going to go today.
Yeah. All right. Great.
And I'm going to head back Monday. So we'll get to chill here, sleep in. Maybe I lay wish by I the could pool sleep and in. Then maybe leave. I don't know.
Especially I don't want to sit because I'm not tomorrow. This time,
so.
I'll have to leave. Oh, let's go in the hot tub tonight, too.
Okay. Well, okay, since we've given you like 12 million chatty episodes, we're going to cut it short there.
Oh, we need our favorite of the week.
Well, no surprise. My favorite is my Nespresso because I've been obsessed with it.
And mine is my hot tub.
It's been my whole personality trait this week.
Going in the hot tub at night before you go to bed, I've never slept better than when I started doing that. Yes. Oh, my God. It's amazing. Yeah, especially if like you have dirty hair and you can put your whole head under. It is like, it just, I don't know what it is. It feels so good.
I love that for you.
Thank you. And I love that for you tonight. You're going to do that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Although, is your hair clean?
No. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so you will not be dunking, but. All right, great.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, so let's look at what the internet says we should be doing.
So it says 25 things you must do in your 20s so you won't regret later.
Okay.
Number one.
Are you in your 20s, it says? Welcome to the prime time of your life. Okay. Number one, do something scary. Jump out of a plane, dive in a shark tank, zip line through a rainforest. I've zip lined through a rainforest.
I've swam with sharks.
I have not done that. I mean, do something scary. Dental school was really scary. I've not skydived or anything. I've zip lined through a rainforest in Costa Rica.
I feel like we should maybe do something a little bit more chaotic in these next few years before we have kids.
Okay. I mean, Sean and I are planning on road tripping through Europe at some point. Like, that's kind of scary. Not really.
We did that already.
It'd be scarier if it were you and me because we got no freaking clue where we're going.
I really want to do a road trip through, like, the West Coast of
so does he.
The U.S. But he probably wants to go crazy. I just want to do, like, Oregon, Washington, pretty, like,
Sean mountain wants to do water the entire places. Pacific
West Coast.
Oh, that would be.
And then into, like, Montana and all of that.
You're not a road trip girl.
You've gotten better?
Fine. If I'm the passenger princess and there's no reason I have to drive, which Sean physically can't sit in the passenger seat or he will throw up. So it's very nice. And lately I have not been vibing with planes. Like,
just like the travel.
I'd rather be in a car, which is so shocking to me. Yeah. I get more comfortable in a car. I like don't like being around strangers and like being in tight quarters and not being able to get comfortable. And, like, not bring, I mean, you can bring your own snacks. But, like, in a car, you can bring so much more. I mean, granted, like, obviously, far distances, like, I would take a plane over a car because of pure time. But, like, if I'm going to sit in a plane for say this was hypothetical. If I'm going to sit in a plane for 2 hours or sit in a car for 2 hours and be at the same place, I'd rather sit in a car.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. That's just a random thought. Okay, number two, learn to cook.
We both
feel like, have really gone full force into this.
Yeah. I was thinking of starting, like, a TikTok series of, like, coming from a girl who literally burnt Easy Mac and forgot the one ingredient that it calls for. Like,
yeah, you guys.
Here's some meals to get you into cooking.
What can we call that?
I like that name.
That's a little long for a series name.
How to Cook for Dummies.
Okay, sure.
No, but something like that. But I love it.
I agree with this
one. I have done so many recipes. I feel like it's really not that hard. Like, people that don't, like, they say that, like, don't know how to cook, like, I feel like you really just have to start. Just start with something yeah. easy, follow some recipes, and then you really just figure it out as you go, kind of easily. Like, you don't really have to measure much. With cooking, it's like, it's not like baking. Baking, you have to be super precise about. I really haven't dabbled in baking at all, but, like, cooking, you just kind of make it up as you go, and I've never made a meal that wasn't really good, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I feel like we started cooking before, well, not you, maybe, but I started loving cooking before my 20s.
Yeah.
But I feel like now, obviously, like, I have no choice. I mean, I guess we could go out to eat all the time. But yeah, no. I agree. Superior.
Number 3, travel alone.
I have not done this.
See, I haven't done actual trips alone, but I've definitely...
I mean, I've been on planes alone. I've driven places alone.
I've, but, like, stayed in hotels alone.
Yes, but, like, a full-on trip alone, I have not done
that. But I also just don't think that's for me.
I think it would be for me... in very specific niche destinations.
Okay, yeah.
But that's it. And I, honest to God, if I'm going to be alone, I'd rather just be at home. Like, I love nights where I'm alone at home, but I don't know necessarily. Like, I'll do a beach day alone. I don't know. It's hard because we live here. The place that I would go alone is, like, to a beach.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I love the idea of solo travel, but I think I would be... bored after I could do a day trip alone, like maybe one night away, and that would be like fun to me, and then I'd be like, all right, like I miss my pets.
Yeah,
you know?
I just am not one to, like, I just feel like I would sit in the hotel most of the time. I'm not one to just go out alone and really just do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would go to a coffee shop alone, I would go to a movie alone, I would go to dinner alone, I would do all that alone, but I'd be like...
I feel like I spend a lot of alone time, though. So that's my equivalent of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love my own company. Just traveling and going somewhere new may not be for me, but... a little confused by the next one. Ride a plane. I feel like the statistics are probably majority of people do that before their 20s.
Not everyone, but...
can check that one off.
I feel like if you're traveling alone, that kind of goes with riding in a plane. Unless it's a road trip, which... like I said, that's more my kind of traveling alone. I can't imagine a longer trip alone, but yeah. Next one, party all night. I have done this once in my life, like, and I probably will never do it again. Where we were out until 4 a.m, and I stayed awake with my friends until I had to go to work the next morning. So I did not sleep.
Yeah, that does not...
I've done it once my whole life.
I've had my fair share of... going out, staying up late a few times. Not all night, but...
I've done it once.
Okay.
So I can check that one off my list. It was in my 20s, because I was at least 21. But I think I was 21. Like,
yeah.
That's that. Number 6, take a risk. I mean, what does that entail?
The first thing that comes to mind is, like, moving away.
You did that before you were 20. Take a risk for me... I mean, Sean and I moving down here and, like, buying a house was kind of risky. Sean and I getting married, I mean, the statistics tell us that's a risk. 50% of marriages end in divorce. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really know what else I would risk.
Yeah, we're not very
risky
people.
Stay tuned, I guess. Maybe, we'll have to figure that one out. Enlighten yourself. Guys, I've read 4 books this year. Gabby is enlightening herself. They're all fiction books, but that's okay.
It's
You're
okay.
learning by reading. Seek enlightenment, learn. I have not done anything but freaking learned my whole life. So I feel like I guess I can cross this one off my list.
But I do like to listen to, like, sometimes I have to be in the mood, but, like, self-help podcasts or read self-help books and things like that. So I feel like I've, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, play a sport. What was your favorite sport when you were a kid? Invite some friends out to a park for a game of basketball, dodgeball, foursquare. If it's a hit, well, make it a weekly event. I want Sean and I to find, like, a kickball team.
I was just going to say that, and they have them up in Delray. They have kickball leagues, but of course we don't live there. And I think that would be so fun. I agree.
Yeah.
But I have obviously played a sport in my 20s, so definitely check that one off. But I want to take up, like, I really want to do pickleball. Okay. There's a lot of houses that we are looking at that, like, a lot of communities have, like, tennis courts and pickleball courts, which I think would be super fun. And, but, yeah, I would love to do, like, a kickball league.
Yeah, I think it would be really fun. And I know that, I think they have them somewhere down here. I know they have pickleball, but I don't know. I mean, Sean and I tried to play tennis. I'm going to try and get into golf. I need lessons, but so I feel like we're getting there.
And number 9, change the script. Well, okay, it says if you still live in your hometown, odds are you've been around the same people for a very long time. We don't live in our hometowns anymore. We did do that. It says take an extended vacation to a new town or country. We plan to next year. I want to do a month in Europe. Justin really wants to do, like, he wants to, like, live for 3 months somewhere. Either Hawaii or, like, the West Coast, or I don't know if I can commit to that. That just seems like
it's going to be a no for me. But
I would see Hawaii I could do.
The way I thought about this is, like, step out of your comfort zone. I'm going to hang out with a new friend next week, so that should be fun. We're going to try a yoga class, a place neither of us have ever been, and we've never even met each other. So that is, like, a lot of changing the script, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how else I would change the script, but I feel like we've done a decent job so far.
Y'all, these dogs are killing us right now. They're fighting over a ball.
Number 10. Reunite with an old friend. I feel like I did this. Last time when me and Mom were here, we went to go grab drinks with our old childhood neighbor.
Love that.
And we talked about people that I, like, it unlocked memories. My brain that I have not thought of people's names in, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
I feel like I could definitely do it more.
In order to do this, you have to have old friends.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If some. I feel like, yeah, I feel like I could do it more, but we started that already. Number 11, drop the I'm busy. Just because you're busy doesn't mean you're accomplishing anything. Take an honest look at how you spend your day and eliminate anything beyond the essentials.
Okay, I get that. I thought it was going to be like, don't make excuses to hang out with people.
Yeah.
But just,
like, using your time better.
Yeah. I definitely am guilty of being like, I have so much to do. I'm so busy, and then doing none of it.
I feel like I've been
okay, really, that's not true. I get things done, lately, but though. Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've been, it's been definitely a thought that I feel like I have been better at.
Okay.
Love that. Trying to use my time better.
We put the ad underneath. It says, how balanced is your life? It's like they know what we just read. Number 12, pay off your debt. The only debt I got is a student debt. And there's a lot. Well, I mean, obviously, like, I'm in debt because we bought a house. But, like, debt that I can pay off realistically is my student debt. I pay off my credit card every month. I'm good about saving. It's really just,
yeah, student debt. I feel very lucky that I literally have no debt.
Yeah, what is that like?
Nice.
Yeah, must be. But yeah, I can see how that could, like, be crazy over time if you don't do that.
13, get to know your family. I've been doing that all 25 years of my life.
Yeah, but, like, I do feel like there's plenty of questions we could ask our parents that we haven't. We could always ask more.
Yeah, but
I feel like I don't know much about, like, them when they were dating
at all. I feel like, honestly, because of this podcast, mm-hmm. I've learned a lot more. Mm-hmm. Because whenever we have our parents on, like, we literally have specific questions to ask. That, with Mom especially, I feel like,
yeah,
we've gotten a lot of new stories lately.
But we could do more. That's, yeah, something we could definitely do. Number 14, reread the classics. So I think they mean, like classic Twilight books. Like, no, I think they mean, like, they put, for example, The Grapes of Wrath.
So, however, like The Outsiders.
My head went to the Harry Potter series. I used to reread those every summer years ago, and really? I have not
you
done that.
Reread them?
That I've often? Reread them like 3 times, maybe.
Really? I don't think I've
three,
never
4 times.
Never reread a book.
Oh gosh, I forget everything. There's so much, and I feel like rereading the Harry Potter books maybe like what I do in the fall. I don't know. I did start a book, but I'm like 3% of the way in today. But rereading the classics, yeah, I think they mean like books you had to read for school.
I
to Kill a Mockingbird.
See myself doing this.
I'm not doing this, yeah. But I will reread my version of classics.
I'll rewatch movies.
Insane. Number 15, go overseas. We're trying.
Well, we've done it.
We've done it once.
We're gonna do it again.
I've done it once. We're gonna do it again. We're gonna work on it. Number 16, volunteer for a cause.
I really want to do like beach cleanups and stuff, but I never know when they happen.
I would do that. That would be a good idea. I do a lot of volunteer work like for the dental field, but I would like to do it for something random, you know? I would love to volunteer at, like, an animal shelter. Oh, my God, and just play with animals. How fun would that be? But, like, I don't even know how I would go into that. But a beach cleanup sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, it's definitely one that I want to do. 17, cut the clutter. Okay.
I mean,
it kind of just says, the toxic people. Immediately, my brain went to my closet and, like, my apartment, which I've definitely done a good amount. I feel like I am good about, like, not holding on to sentimental value if there's certain things where I'm like, I really will never wear this. I'll never use it. I feel like I'm good with that. I need to clean out my closet again consistently all the time because I just have so many clothes and I consistently get new ones. But
other than that, just like the things I like when I think, oh my gosh, so much clutter. My mind immediately goes to my bathroom.
Yeah.
Cabinet of stuff. But like I always need, like I do need that stuff. Like often skincare. That's where I need to clean out the clutter. I want to get into a routine of like a couple products that I love and then get rid of the rest because there's a lot. Other than that, I feel like I've gotten rid of a lot, but oh no, there's a lot more I could get rid of. That is for sure. Clothes, always. I feel like I need to do that once every couple months. You don't do a little closet declutter. Number 18, fall in love. We did that.
Check that one off.
I do think that is a great one, though. You got to do it. You just got to date. You got to try. Honestly, even if it's not a long-term relationship.
I think it should say fall in love
with yourself.
And get your and get your heart broken.
Oh my gosh. I do
at least
though.
Once.
You like, do. You need you that.
You really do.
You grow a lot as a person when you do that. Number 19.
I think it's necessary.
Write a letter.
Aw.
Can we write each other letters?
Sure. Just put it in your mailbox?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
I wish I saw on TikTok and it's such a smart idea, but like I can't start it now. It's like, well, I guess it's like never too late, but every time they went somewhere new, they bought a postcard from that place and they wrote about like their favorite memories from their trip.
Very
and they
cute.
They mailed it to themselves.
Very cute.
That's so cute. And I didn't mean to do that.
Very cute. You mean you could always
maybe
start.
Something you start with like kids, like every
there
new place
you
take them.
That's a great idea. Number 20, see your favorite band live.
You know what's crazy? I'm not a big concert girl.
So here's the thing. When I'm at a concert, you know, I love it, but I'm not a concert person. I don't like, I will go on record saying, if it's an indoor concert, I don't really want to go. I like outdoor festivals and concerts like that where you can like bop around and
like
get food and see vendors. I don't like going to a concert, sitting in your seat, or standing more often, which I think is the reason I don't like it, and just like watching live music. I really don't. I feel like that's an unpopular opinion.
I agree. Like, I mean, I went to Sam Smith when he was in his prime, and that was amazing. And like, I'm so glad I did that. And like, I have a handful
for sure.
of people I want
to
see. But
I saw 21 Pilots, amazing concert. The Two Step In festival we went to, we loved that. Like, I've seen artists where I'm like, oh, that was really good. But like, as a whole, I am not a concert person.
Yeah,
Sean loves concerts. My mom loves concerts.
Yeah.
Not me. Yeah. 21, sleep under the stars. It is too freaking hot for that here.
And
maybe
bugs.
In the winter.
If it
we could do it on our lanai.
True.
Oh, that would be kind of fun. I should see if Sean wants to do that sometime.
You guys, you should get like, maybe like a blow up mattress, I guess.
Yes.
And
I'm going to see if he wants to do that in the winter.
I would love to be able to do that on the beach because falling asleep to like the waves crashing
scary.
Would be so calm. But like, but I'm saying I would need to do it somewhere where like,
yeah,
I felt comfortable doing that.
Yeah. I did this when we were younger, we used to sleep on the trampoline with friends.
Yeah. We also used to just set up a tent.
Yeah.
To sleep in.
22, perform for a crowd.
Aww.
Gabby's done this
I've
a lot.
I've done that many times. I think you should just set up a show.
I did karaoke one time and it was horrific. That I did that, okay? It was not fun.
We performed for the crowd, but the crowd did not enjoy our performance.
I would love to do stand-up comedy. I would love that. But I would need to make sure everyone in there thought I was funny before I did it.
Yeah.
Because the rejection I felt at karaoke, stand-up comedy would be worse. And I think I'm funny. But I don't know if I could do, like, I think I think quick on my feet. But again, you would have to have a good crowd to do that kind of comedy where you, like, say something, they interact, like, I would love that.
Back to the karaoke. I love karaoke. We're having karaoke at our wedding for sure. We've talked about that. But
I don't love karaoke.
There's places like in LA where you go to like dinner and you rent.
It's like a room.
A room.
Cloud, don't wipe your butt on my rug. Back to your karaoke.
But, like, you rent a room and you order dinner and, like, your whole friend group, you just, like, have karaoke night. And it sounds really fun. And we're big fans of karaoke. And I want to figure out somewhere to do that. Because, yeah, I love karaoke for some reason.
Okay. I don't. But I love that you love it.
Mm-hmm.
The next one says, start a garden. And Sean and I in our townhouse in Buffalo did this.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys don't have one here. You have one plant. Too. What is that, a lime, lemon tree?
So here's the thing. Sean did that. You know you can, like, scan a plant on your iPhone, it'll tell you what it is.
Does it tell you it's limes?
It says citron, like a some sort of citrus. Like, it doesn't say lime, it doesn't say lemon.
Well, but
it doesn't say orange. I'll have to ask him what it said again. I don't know. I'm very confused.
But, I mean, I feel like that categorizes all of them, no? Like, you don't...
No, like, it wasn't like citrus. Scammed? It was like a type of something. I don't know. We'll have to look it up. I can't tell if they look more like they're turning into lemons or not, but... Yeah, I don't know.
I think I could do, like, a basil, little things like that.
Herb garden.
Yeah, I don't think I would have a full-blown garden. Maybe, like,
I would
tomatoes?
Love to. I say that because Sean would take care of it, and I would reap the benefits of the fresh stuff. But in Florida, it's hard to do a garden. In Buffalo, it was surprisingly easy to do it in the summer, whereas, like, here, it's too hot. And then, I mean, maybe, I don't know how that works, if you could do it in, like, Florida winter, and it would be like a northern summer. I don't know. And 25, find your passion. Do you have a passion?
Well, I feel like mine's cheerleading, but I feel like I actually want to do the opposite. I want to find more hobbies.
Okay. I am queen of starting hobbies and thinking I'm going to get it really. Remember that embroidery?
Calligraphy, embroidery, knitting.
I never did knitting, but I am going to do the embroidery thing. I'm working on that. And the calligraphy, I just literally need time to, like, sit. And at night, it's like dark, or I haven't been able to, like, figure that out, but I am still working on that because that is a skill I would like to master. I haven't given up on that. I've tried, but I could be better. So yeah, I should pull out my calligraphy book every now and then while I'm watching TV and just, like, practice.
Yeah, I feel like, obviously, like, I have my passion part down, but I feel like I want to do more things that, like, are just fun and I'm just doing them because I love it, kind of thing.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like pottery, or like,
oh, can we please
go to, like, a Claytopia?
Yes. I want to do a pottery wheel class.
Okay, yeah, let's find one.
Okay, I would love that. Then we found another website that says, same kind of deal, but it says 17 things to start doing in your 20s so you don't live in regret in your 40s. Number one, learn to accept and love yourself first.
Feel
check.
Like, yeah.
Number two, learn to say no with confidence.
Gabby, check.
Lexi, no.
Working on it.
Working on it. I'm learning to say no. I've gotten a lot better. It's more so like...
not like people pleasing.
Not people pleasing and not being afraid to ask for what I want. Like, especially in this job hunt process, yeah. I get, like, cringy about asking for more, you know, yeah. Even though I know I deserve it.
And, like, that's the whole process of it. Like, you're kind of supposed to.
The next one says take more risks. We've already discussed we're not great at that. But, you know, we're going to try. Conquer your fears. What are you afraid of?
Men. I will never conquer that fear.
Is there anything that's, like, scary to you, though? Like, that's realistic?
Falling. I've realized, like, I'm not scared of heights, but something about falling, like, we would be in Hawaii, and if we were, like, doing a hike or we were going somewhere and I felt, like, my foot slip, I panic. Or, like, when we were just walking on the spitting caves, like, I literally stood there frozen until, like, Justin grabbed my hand. Like, I'm such a wimp when it came to that, where he's just going
Sean,
off on
what
his
am
own,
I, like, not, like, biggest fears, but, like, what are some, like, trivial things I'm afraid of that I could work on conquering?
Good question. I have no clue.
I mean, I don't love snakes. There was a snake in the yard, and I ran away, but, like, I don't want to conquer my fear by, like,
grabbing
a snake. I don't know. I don't know anything, like, off the top of my head. Turn your weaknesses into strengths. How?
Okay. Figure out what makes you weird and turn it into thing that makes you... what did that say? That makes you...
stand out, probably.
A winner.
I mean, I can think of some things.
I feel like it's just, like, embracing...
yeah.
Everything, like, who you are.
Learn to...
not running away from the things that you... yeah.
That you're bad at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at this. Is exactly what we were saying.
Learn to negotiate with politeness. Oh. What? Conquer my fears, Sean? What? Can I conquer my fears?
The dishes that have been sitting in the sink for the last 3 hours.
I told you as soon as the dishwasher is done, I'm going to unload it and then put those in.
It was done 3 hours ago.
We've been podcasting for...
I'm messing with you.
Okay. Learn to negotiate with politeness. Yeah, I feel like negotiating salary and things like that, it says, like, if you continue to negotiate every few years, it could make $1 million difference in your lifetime earnings. And, like, I agree with that. Just for some reason, it's awkward. But I feel like this could go with, like, brand deals, like, not being afraid to ask for more.
Yeah.
Or turning something down, even though it's a brand you like, because you feel like you deserve more.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive yourself. Okay. You're forgiven, Lexi. From Lexi.
To Lexi.
Don't compare yourself to others.
It's just something that I luckily, like, don't. Like, social media is such
an inspiration thing to me. I compare myself to others as far as success that I do. Like, I'm like, dang, I wish I was making that much money.
See, but that's all I take it as. I don't lessen myself by seeing others do more. I'm like, oh, I wish, like, what else could I be doing to do that? Like, I don't know. I feel like very lucky that my mindset is in that way, that I really use everything kind of as an inspiration-wise and not, like...
Yeah, no.
Comparing myself in a negative way to others. But I compare
myself to other people in, like, that sense. Not, like, really, like, appearance or things like that. At the gym, when I see people, like, lifting heavier, I'm like, dang, I wish I could lift heavier. But it's not like I'm like, oh, Lexi, you're so stupid that you can't do that, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to change directions. Okay. Don't rack up debt. Agreed.
Yeah, very true.
Don't burn your bridges. I feel like I'm... bad at that. If someone makes me mad, bye. I'm not saying I like tell them off or like tell them they're dead to me, but like, I don't know, I feel like I'm a pretty open-minded person, but like once someone like really does something, I'm like, I don't need this in my life. Yeah, but I can cut out the negativity pretty easy.
Bridges necessarily, like,
yeah, but sometimes I think I burn bridges, but maybe count people out too quickly. Like, Sean's a very forgiving person. If someone's like nice to him after being mean to him, he's very good about like giving that person another chance. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm like, that's it for me.
Avoid thinking of your 30s as a stopping point for fun things.
I mean, yeah, I agree. Sean just turned 30 this year. I feel like our life is just beginning.
30s like your prime.
Yeah. Don't spend one more minute of your life with someone who makes you feel like you are less than you are. That goes for friends, relationships, anything. Boss. I agree. Yes. Work. It's a good one. And I feel like the website's frozen. So let's see. Oh, take care of your body. Yeah, this is something I've learned a lot, especially this year with going to the gym and working out and eating healthier. Like, again, just feeling better about myself and feeling stronger instead of doing it to like look a certain way. Like, I genuinely have less aches and pains, things like that. So I agree with that. Don't get caught up in the cycle of buying expensive things to keep up with the Joneses. Only buy things that like you actually would want to buy. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Build upon friendships. I feel like this is something that's hard as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush to cram stuff into your 20s. I mean, yeah, that's the end. That's how they end it. You just told us to cram all of this stuff in our 20s, and now you're saying don't rush. No, I agree. Like, you can do things whenever you want.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have anything else to add, or shall we go play some games?
Well, what's your final take on this? I feel like...
overall, it was actually not a bad list. Yeah, I was expecting it to be like, you need to do this specific thing and this specific thing.
Like, I feel good about where we are and what we're doing.
Yeah. I hope you guys do, too, as you're listening to this.
Also got some new things to hopefully try in the next few years.
Yeah, we're going to get Gabby some hobbies. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Give us a review if you're feeling generous. Particularly a 5-star one would be great wherever you're listening. And we'll catch you next week on Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.